Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Week 4 is here, and just another friendly reminder, you can find us all on social media, specifically on Twitter. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger, and you can find him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger. I don't want to start out negative, Mike, so I'm not going to talk about the quarterback injuries in New England. I'm not going to talk about the quarterback injuries in New Orleans. I'm instead going to rip on another podcast. No, this is the
okay,
last.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. I've been ripping on the industry as a whole related to Aaron Judge and clean, not clean, baseball records and everything else. I've screamed myself hoarse.
Again, TikTok at its best and maybe at its worst, because in my algorithm, now there's a bunch of fantasy football stuff.
Uh-oh.
And I told you this last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, when a certain podcast was telling you to drop players that you should never drop. Now a completely different podcast has popped up into my algorithm, and they said to trade Najee Harris for Courtland Sutton. And listen, there's a lot of fantasy content out there, but we're all picking from the same garden. Some people may like their berries ripe. Some may not like them ripe. I don't know a garden where you would want to trade Najee Harris for Courtland Sutton. I don't know. I don't know if that garden exists, Mike. And that's my problem with it is I get if maybe it's an equal sort of thing. And I even see guys going out there giving you fantasy tips that we've known for 25 years. I'm cool with all that, new audience. But when you're giving bad advice, then I have a problem with it. And that's what I'm starting to see on TikTok.
Well, but that's the thing is, you know, one of my main tenets going all the way back to first starting in this, Dan, was if I can get you and convince you that to make the roster move, then I've done my job. So if arguing that someone says, yeah, I'll make that deal. All right, you won. You got over on them. They'll come back on you 10 weeks from now and tell you how terrible that was. But in the end, I mean, look, every day it's full of hot take nonsense in our industry, just on basic takes of people that don't watch games, react to a box score or what's one of their jackass buddies said over lunch.
It is amazing. It was so bad, Mike, that there's a buddy of mine who does listen to this pod, and we joke back and forth that maybe I'll say something that I don't truly believe just to throw him off the scent of what I'm doing, which never happens. That is the actual thought that I thought about this podcast. I thought maybe this person wants to get Najee Harris, and they've got Courtland Sutton, so they're going to make a post about why you should trade Najee Harris for Courtland Sutton. It actually popped into my mind that this podcast went next level so this guy could have an advantage in his own fantasy league.
Do everything he can to downplay Najee Harris, the Pittsburgh offense is broken, ineffective, inefficient. Do a 10-minute deep dive on Matt Canada's inability to call plays, the quarterback's inability to stretch the field, pass blocking being an issue. They've run blocked fairly well. I think you could do that. I just did that in 45 seconds. Oh, there we go.
You know, and you look at the numbers and they're like, okay, it's comparable right now, but it's not comparable. They're not, it's not. It's just, it's, yes. It's a bad, bad deal. And I want people to stay away from bad, bad advice. The advice that we're giving you is to, you know, like when I do my Give You One Reason, which I've got set up today that I hope will cash in. I'm not telling you to bench, you know, Davante Adams.
Sure.
You know, like, it's just, you know, he's been in the news this week, obviously, with the targets, but there's no way that I'm going to sit there and say, you got to sit this guy. We're going to give you maybe fringe guys that we think could pop, but we're not going to be negligent and give you bad advice to help you lose your fantasy league.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is we go big game hunting of where your expectations for a player need to be tempered. Right, I mean, there's several, you know, in the cold sore list today. I mean, they're the top players in the game, but they're in terrible matchups. So if you're expecting fireworks, particularly if you're going to go spend a big amount in daily fantasy or something of that nature, then you know, this is a hey, go in and think about this a little bit. But also, if you have another option, quarterback position is one that we certainly have that opportunity to say, hey, you know what, maybe for this week we flop out, depending on how you drafted and what was available to you. Running backs, hardly are we going to get a situation where a guy you drafted top five is outside the top 24. They may be underperforming. I'm looking at you, Austin Eckler. But you still have to put them in the lineup and assume that the law of averages says they have a game like the player you are anticipating. We're not at the point where you can totally cut bait unless it's Darnell Mooney.
Oh, Mooney.
See Mooney, what I did Mooney, there? Mooney. I made it about my team.
I'm glad that you did. I really am glad that you did because I had Mooney in the guillotine league that I lost in week one. And to know that he still wouldn't have helped me in week two, week three, or week four actually made the wound heal a little bit quicker. But
slightly
had to get off that chest. Let's talk about some of the wounds, some that have healed, some that aren't quarterback position-wise. So we've got Zach Wilson returning for the Jets against the Steelers. Mac Jones sure seems like a long shot for the Patriots. And Jameis Winston's status for the London game in Minnesota. Minnesota is up in the air after he didn't practice on Thursday. And for those that are tuning in and maybe have been longtime listeners, and even if you aren't, we are letting you know we are taping this game or recording this podcast, excuse me, prior to the game between the Bengals and the Dolphins. So this is being done on a Thursday afternoon. So that game is going to take place later tonight as we talk about it. By the time you hear this, the game will be over. But at this point, Mike, Mac Jones' status is in the air, as is Jameis Winston's. Zach Wilson's back. Which one of those quarterback situations pops up on your radar as maybe something we need to watch in week four?
Well, I think first and foremost, the Saints game. I mean, because you got everybody hurt. Michael Thomas is hurt. Kamara's still hurt. And you might have Andy Dalton under center.
Yeah.
Big spot. You know, a game that'll be a national game. It's early, but it's still a standalone game. But when we're talking about Olave, right, he's a guy that everybody's starting to eyeball, and an offense that you're expecting to churn a little bit more, that suddenly that bogs down. I don't know that the, you know, you're highly stocked in New York Jets options, or you feel like you've had a huge uptick or downgrade for anybody in that offense. Is that, am I saying that right? Likewise in New England. I mean, look at last week. Aguilar, Devontae Parker, guys you and I both like, but how much do you trust that offense on the best of circumstance?
Not much.
And now with no Mac Jones and likely Brian Hoyer, although I do like Bill Belichick saying, hey, what am I, a doctor? I mean, he stole it straight out of Reservoir Dogs. Are you a doctor?
Doctor. I thought maybe an uptick for Ramondre Stevenson, maybe for Damian Harris. Like if people are going to fall down, maybe somebody gets a boost. I wonder on what the Saints would look like with Andy Dalton. And obviously, if you know there's no Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas, it does look a lot different. But I'm just wondering how different it actually looks. You know, I was going after Alvin Kamara in our league because I thought that he could be available, and he wasn't. So you wonder if that breakthrough could come. I really like the game in London, which I'll just say I'll touch on a little bit later on. But yeah, I find that these moves here that we've gotten, and even in my Give Me One Reason, I've got one of the situations that will connect. But yeah, I find these quarterback situations, because it's not like, and I'm not trying to jinx anyone, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or even Justin Herbert, like, you know, we talked about last
still
week.
Played,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
And the effect that we had, like, there could be a boost with some of these moves that are being made, maybe just a slight boost with some guys, but not major top line guys.
You got it. It's all just the question of, all right, which of the receivers they've been working with, and you and I talk about this a lot, and have in past seasons, both on our shows on Fox Sports Radio and certainly here on the podcast the last couple of years, Dan, is trying to figure out, all right, is there a guy from the second unit that gets a little boost because of this, right? Who's Hoyer been working with most? Has he seen more of Jacoby Myers? Has he seen more of Lil Jordan Humphrey? I just like saying Lil Jordan Humphrey.
But they called him LJ Humphrey on the broadcast.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
Or is it a situation whereby you think the tight ends suddenly get more involved and aren't just the occasional safety valve? Right? Does Hunter Henry start to get paid more on a per route run and catch basis as opposed to right now, which is a, hey, we just paid you a lot of money. You're kind of here.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, We've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get Mike on Twitter, at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter, at Dan Beyer on Fox. Ryan Bershinger is our executive producer. We bring him in. Streaming defense conversation time. All right, week four. Ryan likes to jump around, pick defenses that could be available. Who are you streaming? Who are you eyeing on streaming in week four?
I am all over the Packers this week. Given Mac Jones' injury concern. Even with Mac Jones and a bum leg, especially, I would jump on the Packers there. But I guess, is it Brian Hoyer? Is he still, in fact, employed by the New England Patriots? Yeah, give me that Packers defense. I am all over that. And quite frankly, like this is the exact time to jump on the Packers defense, especially because looking at their schedule over the next 4 weeks, they have the Patriots this week, then they have the Giants and Jets back-to-back at home, and then at Washington, where Carson Wentz, I think, plays while sitting down.
So a little longer stream, yes, for the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, this is a hot play. I used my waiver priority in one of my leagues to get the Packers defense because this is a team that this is a starter in your fantasy lineup for the next 4 weeks. So if they are still available, absolutely jump on the Packers defense.
See that? Greener pastures.
Oh, there you go. Yes, they are. There are still some leagues in which they're still available. So
this would be like the Fox River or the Wisconsin River as compared to the Mississippi that you would have for a whole season.
That's right.
This stream or this river is going to go a little bit further. Just not for the duration of the season, but the Green Bay Packers. Ryan Bershinger's streaming defense to pick in week four. All right, he's going to be back in a little while. We're going to talk some survivor picks. But right now, it's Mike Harmon's time to shine. Mike, it's time for our top plays, our top five picks for the quarterback, running back, and wide receiver position. Let's start out with your top five quarterbacks for week four of the National Football League.
Well, I got to go straight off the jump. I mean, the top two guys are the top options in the game, and we expect it here in a shootout, a bit of Baltimore and Buffalo. I'll order them 1-2, Jackson, then Josh Allen. They don't have running backs. It doesn't matter. They'll take care of that themselves. Number three, Jalen Hurts. He's rolling. I'm curious to see what that Jacksonville defensive front is. This is one where the rubber meets the road, but Hurts has been so good through the first 3 weeks of the season, throwing the ball efficiently, that completion percentage rolling. Devontae Smith now mixed in with Goddard and with A.J. Brown, that I got to love what's going on there, and obviously getting plays done and making plays with his leg. Then I got Justin Herbert. As of now, as as you and I sit, Dan. I'm assuming he's up and ready to go. Keenan Allen, I've got a candle lit to get him back on the field against Houston. And as we know, Houston will play just well enough to well let you come take the game. So Justin Herbert standing tall in the pocket. Let's get it done. And then Kyler Murray, I do this one with a little bit of reticence. There's a couple of other players on the quarterback rankings that are moderately intriguing plays, but I'm looking for Kyler Murray. You know, you got to be awake if you're going to play with him. All right, after all the criticism comes out with a big effort against Carolina.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong with any of the top three. I've made some bad fantasy decisions this season, but I do have Josh Allen on one of my teams and Jalen Hurts on another one of my fantasy teams. I wonder how much the Eagles care about Doug Peterson coming to town. I think it's more of a Jacksonville thing, but I don't think, even though the defense has been very, very good, I think they'll stop the run. I don't think they'll be able to stop Jalen Hurts and what he does with his legs and that passing game. All right, let's get to the top five running backs for week four in the National Football League.
Let's start it off. Nick Chubb getting it done. This is one of my intriguing games of the day. You see what Nick Chubb has been able to do. People are finally done hand-wringing over the loss to the Jets. Why? Because they came back out and they showed some power. And what you have is a guy that's just churning yards and grinding through defenders. Going up against Atlanta, expect more of the same here. Number two on the list, and he's here because, well, as we record, I still expect him to play, but with the quad injury, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, that's right. Injuries. Not sexy thus far, but still a top 10 running back through 3 weeks. That tells you where we're at in the running back position because we haven't had that explosiveness. But if you're going to find it, it's going to be against this Arizona defense. So as of now, I've got him in pencil at the number two. It's a sad state of affairs, no question. Najee Harris going up against the New York Football Jets, expecting the Pittsburgh Steelers to get back to basics, to high touch count, and for Harris to be more of a factor out of the backfield with some free releases against the Jets front. Mitchell Trubisky, some would say playing for his life. I would say Matt Canada is the guy you got to have the spotlight on. You know, blame Canada. I'll go back to South Park once again. Austin Eckler hasn't been sexy, but the touch count is there, and he can make you miss once he gets out of the backfield. So we've got him there. And he's kind of one that's a tweener because I love me some Jamal Williams there that cracks that list going up against Seattle. Yeah, you might still have DeAndre Swift, still a question mark, and they say maybe wishing, wanting, hoping. Forget it. Williams was fantastic in week three. Give him the rock.
I like the Falcons in that game, but I can't move away from Nick Chubb. So I'm right there with you in the top spot. And I've told you this, and I said it last week. The Seahawks cannot get off the field. They absolutely cannot get off the field, Mike. So to have Jamal Williams in your top five sure makes a heck of a lot of sense, even if the Lions are a bit banged up. We've seen the workload. I totally get that. All right, let's go to the pass catchers. We'll see if we find any of those Lions there, and I'm sure we will. Top five wide receivers for week four in the National Football League.
All right, I'm looking for a shootout, so that gives me Stephon Diggs right off the jump going up against that Baltimore secondary for Josh Allen. Just let him make plays. Get it up there. Gabriel Davis, Dawson Knox. I mean, Dawson Knox is running around with a Josh Allen select rookie card taped to the back of his shoulder pads and rib pads and everything. It's just a crazy situation. $200 card. Oh, to have the luxury to do those kind of things. I don't. A.J. Brown going up against Jacksonville, expecting some fireworks in this one. This is, another good test for the Jacksonville defense. But A.J. Brown, a guy, high target count, high output. I'm on Ross St. Brown. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. The only thing that might get him is the injury report as we sit and record on the Thursday. You know, he's a guy that's been a little ginger. Maybe he's already getting veteran days off. I don't know. How about Davante Adams going up against Denver? All the talk this week, the brokenness in Las Vegas. Well, how do you fix that? You feed him the ball. And then finally, no top five is complete. Cooper Kupp going against San Francisco. Not a game I'm terribly thrilled for this Los Angeles Rams offense. But let's face it, Kupp's going to get his targets, he's going to get his catches, and he's going to find some yak working his way through the middle.
Yep, Brown and St. Brown. I think we can get accustomed to that in the top five. Now, these are the guys that you're going to want to get in your lineup that may not be in the top five this week. Hot plays for week four in the National Football League.
Hot plays for the week. Let's start at the quarterback position. A guy that's been on fire and people waiting for the other shoe to drop. Look, the Detroit offense, they may not win a lot of games. All right, let's talk about the Detroit Lions. 11-1 still to win the division. But Jared Goff and that offense, they're clicking. They're making plays. Talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown before, and you're looking at the other secondary options. Jamal Williams running the football. I think they have a big day going up against the Seahawks. Sorry, Dan. Leonard Fournette against Kansas City. He may be saying, hey, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need you guys to help carry me through. Not here. It's week four. Looks like the game is going to go on as scheduled in Tampa, expecting the offense to run through Fournette and for him to have himself a big day. He was promising fantasy owners touchdowns. He's a little bit overdue in those payments. And then a couple of wide receivers. Why? Because we got to get a little good mojo going for the respective teams. One, I mean, it's Cooper Rush throwing to CeeDee Lamb. Lamb had that big drop in the Monday Night Football game, came right back and had a great catch to record the touchdown. Looking for him to have a big day against Washington. No quarterback controversies in the offing. I mean, it's great talking points and hot take nonsense, but the Cowboys should roll in this one because that defense is going to set up some short fields, opportunities for some vulturing of touchdowns. So Lamb, Tony Pollard, get him on, get him over, get him in. And finally, Deontay Johnson. Why? Because we love high target counts. And even if the operational efficiency isn't always there, the rise of George Pickens, at least as a decoy, a frustrated decoy, still will leave some room for Deontay Johnson to make some plays.
All right, I did have a decision, Mike, with the Steelers wide receiver. Unfortunately, I don't have Deontay Johnson. I do have George Pickens, and I wanted to find a reason to play him, but I just couldn't this week. I'd much rather have Deontay Johnson than George Pickens.
How much of a gambling man are you?
If you're
a gambling man, I think this is one where the long shot could pay off.
Yeah. So
I'd be looking at odds for him to score a touchdown anytime this week if I were a gambler.
Maybe actually, I got Romeo Doubs in the lineup in one of the leagues.
Like
yeah, so
no, he's starting to become that guy.
Yes.
And they're nearly a double-digit favorite. That's one of the biggest. I think that is the biggest spread of the week.
Yeah, I think it is as well. Will we find any of those New England Patriots or other players in the Cold Sores? We're about to find out. Guys, you don't want in your lineup for week four. Mike Harmon, take it away.
Cold Sores, guy that I'm nervous about. He's still a back-end number one QB, but Derek Carr going up against Denver. All the talk, all the pomp and circumstance pageantry. We've already got coaches and owners meeting behind closed doors and everybody that has some dirt on McDaniel saying, here, I got some. Put me on your podcast. We may have one of those guys next week. I don't know. I may book one of them. Matthew Stafford going up against San Francisco. Right now, that offense is not very good. Yeah, Cooper Kupp will get his, but the other wide receiving options, a little bit dicey in that San Francisco defense at home, expecting them to rise up. And I put Patrick Mahomes just as the cautionary tale, just like I said before. You're not benching him,
yeah.
But am I expecting firework? No. I'm expecting a field goal kicking contest. And even then, depending on weather, they may eschew that altogether as well. Expecting to play in Tampa as you and I talk on this Thursday, Dan. And then two other big guys that I'm going to put out here. Again, you're going to play them, but we have to add them to the list. One, Jonathan Taylor. I see he's a consensus industry number one. I'm like, why? Why? He had a big week one going up against Tennessee. Vrabel and company have done well against him. I know they've got some injured components in that front seven, but averaging fewer than 50 rushing yards per game in three starts against the Tennessee defense. And then Justin Jefferson. I'm wondering if we have a number three third week lockdown. Is it more Thielen and KJ Osborne getting it done against the Saints and Lattimore?
That is some big game hunting in the Cold Sores for Mike Harmon. A lot of big names. Yeah. And again, as I mentioned in the last podcast, I'm sick of seeing the Buccaneers. And I'm almost kind of getting sick of the Chiefs a little bit, but the Buccaneers more. So to have them both play on Sunday night is, I know it's marquee game and it's an obvious one, but I'm not loving it as much as others are.
I'm with you. I want the flex out. Give me Buffalo and Baltimore in that spot. Either that or and get rid of the Rams and 49ers. I don't need Stafford and Jimmy. As much as I love Jimmy Garoppolo, the fair-haired guy. Well, no, fair-haired means you're blonde. You know what I mean? The guy that everybody loves and gets excited about. I don't want to watch it. It's paint drying.
Let's get to the ninjas of the week, the secret plays, the guys that, maybe kind of hidden gems, maybe the Swiss Army knives of your lineups.
All right, let's go. We're going to do the short list. Marcus Mariota with his legs, with his arms, getting it done against Cleveland. What's curious here, he might have more in the backfield as well for Algier. Keep an eye out. Patterson missing practice. How much of that is veteran missing versus wondering if he's... a little physically banged up. How about Khalil Herbert going up against the Giants? David Montgomery banged up. They think he might be able to go, but you saw the explosiveness of Herbert. We were talking about it in the preseason, Dan. It's only a matter of time before this guy really eats into the shares. And while the Bears may stink in so many ways, we talked about Darnell Mooney before, not being able to get the ball, and we put that more on the coaching staff and Justin Fields. The run game has been fantastic thus far. Brandon Cook's a guy we talk about a lot, and I think maybe I'm doing this for your fantasy lineup, but going up against the Los Angeles Chargers, I don't have great confidence right now in the accuracy of Davis Mills. There are times he looks the part, and there's other times he looks absolutely lost, but we get Cooks into our lineup against the Chargers secondary this week.
I'm telling you, the breakout is coming, and it's coming on Sunday. It is going to happen, and there's going to be more Chargers dismay. Texans breakout. Texans beat the Chargers on Sunday.
Look at that. Five, 44, yes. You're over under.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics,
Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to give you one reason to start and bench a guy. And the reason to start Jets running back Breece Hall is because Zach Wilson is back. We even saw an increase with Hall in their game against the Bengals this past week. And I don't think you're going to throw Zach Wilson into the fire. And as much as we love Garrett Wilson, he had the rapport with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
So I think that Zach Wilson comes in, and that's actually going to help Breece Hall in a game that could be closer than we expect, because we don't know, again, a lot about the Steelers' offense. But I'm with you. And then I think the Steelers are the obvious better team. And then you're going to have an opportunity to get Breece Hall in the backfield, even with some catches maybe down the stretch in a fourth quarter game that I think still will be competitive. Guy to bench, Commanders quarterback Carson Wentz. And the only reason that I say this is Wentz has been getting starts in leagues, and rightfully so. But I think it's going to be what we saw on Monday night. It's going to be what we saw in week 2 against the Bengals when he faced the Cowboys. It's going to be a shortened game. And I do think that the Cowboys can get after Wentz. So I think another bad day for Carson Wentz. So that's why I would bench him, because of the shortened game you're going to get against Dallas.
Divisional run and Cooper Rush is elite. No, Micah Parsons and that pass rush are going to get all over him. I mean, Bursch used it before, just throwing while sitting down. That's really where you're at with Carson Wentz coming up on the schedule this week.
All right, Bursch, your survivor pick for week 4.
We've mentioned it a couple times. The Packers are huge favorites against the Patriots this week, given Mac Jones' status especially. I believe they're 9.5-point favorites at the moment. That's the largest favorite this week. So I would take the Packers. I think that that's the most secure survivor play this week. And I like Jesse's position still. I think that his tribe did go to tribal council. Oh, spoiler alert.
Behind!
I won't say what happened because it was an interesting tribal, and I like the new beware advantage.
Interesting. A Survivor TV. If you've picked the Packers, do you have a backup? I'll tell you what my backup would be, and again, unfortunately, it's Thursday night. It would have been the Bengals. I just think it's such a perfect spot. Mike and I, you and I talked about this in the last podcast, but it actually would be the Bengals on Thursday night. And again,
everything sets up nicely for them. So if they, and by the time you're hearing this, if they lost, oh, the world's burning.
Yeah, and you can think I'm an idiot, and then you can laugh at me and have a good chuckle in your car.
No, because you would not be alone. I mean, that's the hard part. When we do these selections and when you start looking at picks being made towards the end of the week, Dan, when it's all one side, it's kind of like everybody jumping on the Vikings bandwagon for the NFC North. I'm like, yeah, I'm going back to the Packers.
Yeah.
You all can stay over here. Same thing here with this game. It's so weighted Cincinnati. I'm like, what's going to happen?
Sure.
What kind of craziness is McDaniel going to have? So we'll see.
Let's get to the 3-point conversion. Let's wrap this bad boy up. Mike, I'll let you go first. Your 3 points that we need to carry into week 4.
Yeah, like I said, the top 5 quarterbacks, no running backs, no problem. Let's go with big point totals for Jackson and Allen in a game that should be a primetime standalone tuxedo wearing black tie affair. Start Herbert. Okay, Justin, but more Khalil Herbert going up against the New York Football Giants. It's Barkley versus Herbert. Let's get it on. And finally, Cooper drives the boat, Chief. Amari Cooper, back-to-back great games. Look for him to come up. Yeah, I know it's Hooper is the actual line, but you know what? Austin Hooper does nothing for me right now. So it's Amari Cooper getting it done. Third straight game where he is in the plus side for your fantasy squad.
I try to pick my points at Palooza, not an obvious one like Bills Ravens would be. I think there's going to be points in London. I know we like the Saints defense, but even if Andy Dalton plays for New Orleans, I still think that we could see some points. And Dalvin Cook is trending towards playing for Minnesota in that game. So I think we'll be pleasantly surprised by some points between the Vikings and Saints. Rashad Penny for your thoughts. The Seahawks may not be good, but they're really bad on defense. They're actually okay on offense, and okay is actually a compliment considering what we thought they would be in week 1. They're not a great scoring team. They've been, you know, they were stuffed by the 49ers, but you can run against the Lions, so I think Rashad Penny at least has a day for you. And listen, if we're complaining about Devontae Adams getting the football, and I know Patrick Sertan's on the other side of things in Denver, and you could be seeing a lot of that matchup, I still think you're going to see Devontae Adams with 15 targets. That's a commitment to excellence and a commitment to target Devontae Adams. So I think he gets back on track against the Broncos in that AFC West showdown.
In other words, we paid you a lot of money to come here. You better throw him the damn ball.
Yes.
If we're going to fail, we're going down because you were too obsessed.
By the way, they're 0-3, and again, we're blaming Derek Carr and not Josh McDaniels or a defense that couldn't stop the Cardinals. Again, it's Derek Carr's fault. My goodness.
Hunter Renfrow, drop the ball.
For Ryan Bersinger, our executive producer, for Mike Harmon, our genius, the man with all the knowledge, I'm Dan Beyer. We will talk to you next time as Week 4 concludes and a look ahead to Week 5 here on I Want Your Flex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.